Members of Vocal New York, the criminal justice rights group, have been at the Capitol nearly every week this year, advocating for better treatment of prisoners and pushing against a backlash over the state's bail reform laws, which ended many forms of cash bail on January 1st. But their numbers are dwindling as concerns grow over coronavirus.
Can you tell me your name?
Roger Clark.
Roger Clark of Brooklyn is still coming to the Capitol, but he says he's taking some precautions, like elbow bumps instead of handshakes.
I'm not necessarily worried, but I mean, I try to not shake. You see how I did with the assembly member? We did the elbow.
Yep. That's why. Assemblyman Blake just came by, and you guys did an elbow bump.
Yeah, we do the elbow because we try not to touch each other's hand, and we try to stay a couple of feet away from each other. That way nobody, that way nothing that comes out of my mouth you wouldn't hear, you know, and that would be too. The last thing I want
to say, just as you said that, I moved 2 feet away.
Yes,
mostly to protect you.
Yeah, because I'm asthmatic, so if I get it, I'm a go to the hospital.
One of the group's organizers, Nick Encalada Malinowski, says there are powerful forces urging the legislature to roll back the bail reform laws. They include sheriffs, police departments, and district attorneys. He says he worries that if his group doesn't come to the Capitol to be seen and heard by lawmakers, their voice will get lost in a state government already distracted by coronavirus.
If we are not here, we know that they will do things that are bad. And so we feel like we really have to be here to whatever extent possible we can.
Malinowski says the organizers are keeping members informed of best practices, like maintaining social distance and washing their hands frequently. Other organizations made the decision to stay home, including the New York City Teachers Union, the United Federation of Teachers, and the state's largest hospital lobby group, the Healthcare Association of New York. They cited concerns about large group gatherings adding to the potential spread of the virus. The Mental Health Association of New York was planning on bringing 450 high school students from around the state to the Capitol as part of its largest ever advocacy day, but they decided to cancel. Glenn Liebman, the group's CEO, says he's disappointed, but he feels it was the right decision.
At the end of the day, from a public health consequence, we just felt that to bring 700-something people to Albany in one day in one enclosed area was just a little too difficult.
The group is advocating for a 3% funding increase for mental health care providers. They say the coronavirus is likely to intensify their workload. They also are seeking to double Governor Andrew Cuomo's $500 million allocation for mental health awareness training in schools. Liebman says for now, they'll have to get their views across by using the internet to reach lawmakers.
We know we only have 3 weeks, but we're still continuing to raise the visibility of this issue, as we are continuing to raise the visibility of the issue around mental health in schools and more funding for the mental health school, mental health resource center. Are we up against it? We absolutely are. But every year we seem to have to fight the odds.
And he says in that respect, this year is no different. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.